To worship is to give to. Psalms 29:2.
Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness.
Give to the Lord, worship the Lord is the key connection there. We worship God by loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and giving all the glory to him. Matthew 22:37-38.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
John 4:23.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
And Philippians 3:3.
For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
Growing more of the phase of spirit worship in our minds will help us be more aware of God, of praising God, of sending more spirit back to God, and of trying to do everything to further and glorify God. Revelation 4:10-11.
The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
And Revelation 7:11-12.
And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, Amen.
In both of those examples, they were given it all to God. It was God's love and worship that caused him to create beings and worlds outside of himself that he could give to. He created other entities so he could worship and share with them the life that he had. The angels were told to worship Jesus when he came into the grace depth, Hebrews 1:6.
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him.
They worshipped him by depositing or ministering to his mind the seed and substance he had had before he came to earth. Matthew 4:11.
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
We worship each other by unselfishly preaching, teaching, and giving to each other the things God has given us. Matthew 22:37-40.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
The fact that the two are alike and that together they define all the law and prophets shows that loving God is loving each other, and worshiping God is sharing with other people. And John 15:13.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Thus, if we have selfish spirits or spirits that do not want us to work our tracks, the spirit of worship can motivate us to be more giving of what we have. By giving to others, we are participating in the cycle of regenerating worship to God, in that we are giving out more God so that God is multiplied and more spirit will be going back to God. 2 Corinthians 9:6-15.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution to them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Amen. So what that passage shows is the giving of it by God, him planting the seed and substance, by way of ministers into people's minds. Then it's going to get ministered out more and more to the saints. There's going to be this thanksgiving that goes back to God as a result of that. That's going to cause it to multiply. God is going to want to give more, more given out. And it's just like this big, if you've noticed how everything in nature has this circular, cyclic, cycling, all the planets go around, all the solar systems go around, the galaxies go around. Everything is always cycling and circling. That's the regeneration that God wants to be happening in us spiritually, of Him giving it to us, and we send it back to Him, and we send it to others who send it back to Him, and more gets given to get plugged into that cycle and be part of that. Neat. Worship working in our physical body is all the parts giving what they have to the rest of the body so that it works right. The same is true in God's spiritual, many-membered body. We must all worship or give to each other what we have to supply so that the body will come to the ultimate regeneration of the seventh day. Ephesians 4:15-16.
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Here it shows Christ is the head and the rest of us like a body, and that gets duplicated in our own mind. These joints each supply things for the body, and that makes this effectual working and this multiplying and the growing. So it's both in our mind, all these things working together, but here in worship we're focusing many-membered-wise on us, giving things to each other, sharing out of our accounts, sharing out of the information that God has put in our mind. That's going to make the whole body grow. That is what it's all about.